Mother digging our air raid shelter.
She's a great little woman, said Father.
And getting smaller all the time, I added. 2 minutes later, a man called Neville Chamberlain, who did Prime Minister impressions, he spoke on the wireless. He said,
As from 11 o'clock today, we are at war with Germany.
I love that wee bit. War? Said Mother. It must have been something we said, said Father. The people next door panicked, burnt their post office books, and took in the washing. Almost immediately came the mournful wail of the first air raid warning. Is that you, dear? Said Mother.
It's a Jewish funeral, said Father. Quick, put out the begging bowls.
It was, in fact, the Beta Shoe Factory lunch hooter. It caused chaos until it was changed. Uncle Willie, a pre-death mortician who hadn't worked for years, started making small wooden mushrooms. He sent them to Air Marshal Harris requesting they be dropped on Germany to prove that despite 5 days of war, British craftsmanship still flourished. They were returned with a note saying, dropping wooden mushrooms during raids might cause unnecessary injury. My brother Desmond, too, seized with pre-pubic patriotism, drew picture after picture of fantastic war machines. He showed Father.
Son, he said, these inventions will be the salvation of England. They wasted no time. Carrying the portfolio of drawings in a string bag, they hurried to Whitehall by 74 tram. After several arguments and a scuffle, they were shown into the presence of a curious nose-manipulating colonel. He watched puzzled as Father laid out drawings of troop-carrying submarines, tank-carrying zeppelins, and some of troops on rocket-propelled skates, all drawn on the backs of old dinner menus. Right, said the colonel. I'll have the brown Windsor, roast beef and two veg. Father and son were then shown the door, the windows, and finally the street. My father objected. You fool! By rejecting these inventions, you put 2 years on the war.
Good, said the colonel. I wasn't doing anything.
Father left. With his head held high and his feet held higher, he was thrown out.
He took war very seriously. As time went on, so did Neville Chamberlain. He took it so seriously, he resigned.
Good. He's stepping down for a better man, concluded Father, and wrote off for the job.
One Saturday morning, while Mother was at church doing a bulk confession for the family, Father donned an old army uniform and proceeded to transform the parlour into HQ Combined Ops. Walls were covered in tatty maps. On the table was a 1927 map of Thomas Tilling's bus routes. Using wooden mushrooms as anti-tank guns, Uncle Willie placed them at various points on the map for the defence of Broccoli. My father told the early morning milkman that, he said, tapping the map, that is where they'll start the attack on England.
But that's Africa, said the puzzled milkman.
Ah, yes, said Father, quick to recover. But that's
where they start from, Africa. Understand?
No, I don't, said the milkman. Whereupon, he was immediately nipped in the scrotum, thrown out, and his horse whipped into a gallop.
Only 2 pints tomorrow, Father shouted after the disappearing cart.
Next morning, a constable arrived at the door.
Ah, good morning, Constable, said Father, raising his steel helmet. You're just in time.
In time for what, sir?
In time for me to open the door for you, said Father, reeling helplessly with laughter.
Very funny, sir, said the constable.
Knew you'd like it, said Father, wiping tears from his eyes. Now, what can we do for you? A robbery? A murder? I mean, times must be bad for the force. Look, why don't you slap a writ on Hitler?
It's about these barricades you put across the road.
Oh? And what's wrong with them?
We're at war, you know. It's not me, sir. It's the tram drivers. They're shagged out having to lift them to get through. They've got to come down.
You're all fools, said Father. I'll write to Churchill. He did. Churchill told him to take them down as well.
He's a bloody fool too, said Father, if he's not careful. I'll change sides.
I was no stranger to military life. Born in India on the regimental strength, the family on both sides had been gunners back as far as the siege of Lucknow. Great-grandfather, Sergeant John Henry Kettleband, had been killed in the Indian Mutiny by his wife. His last words were, Oh! His father died in the military hospital after being operated on for appendicitis. On the tombstone was carved, R.I.P., in memory of Sergeant Thomas Kettleband, died of appendicitis for his king and country. Now, apparently, it was my turn. One day, an envelope marked OHMS, 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 my father thought it was from the electricity board. Time for my appendicitis, I thought. For Christ's sake, don't open it, said Uncle, prodding it with a stick.